court to refer the matter to the Supreme Court as case stated. Mr. Taylor then stated two questions for the consideration of the court. This court there and then ordered an interim injunction and directed Mr. Taylor to file his questions against Monday, 26th March 2018 at 10 a.m. This court is now seized of same. Since this court has assumed jurisdiction on the said application, this court shall proceed unabated. This court is seized with the originating notice of motion dated 21st March 2018, filed by the plaintiff herein. As noted on this court's ruling dated 21st March 2018, that the first and second defendants did not file affidavit in opposition, as directed by this court. And until this time, the first and second defendants have not complied with the said direction. Having read the originating notice of motion dated 21st March 2018, and having considered the laws and legal issues relating to the application herein, and having further considered the public interest at the material time, it is the order of this honorable court that one, the interim injunction dated the first and second, the interim injunction that the first and second defendants should be restrained from conducting the March 27th presidential election is hereby vacated. Two. So, the first and second defendant shall ensure that both political parties' agents to the runoff election are given tamper evidence envelope containing signed copies of election results at each polling station nationwide. Three, the results from the district and or regions be manually transferred to the second defendant's tally center and or headquarters in a transparent and all-inclusive manner. Four, the political party's accredited agent shall monitor the transportation and transfer of all sensitive polling materials. Five, that at the close of polling at every center, counting shall be done manually in the presence of the security forces and political parties' representatives. Six, all ballot boxes containing the counted ballot shall be sealed in the presence of the political party's agents and returned to the second defendant's headquarters accompanied by security personnel. Seven, all election results shall be published at each polling station immediately after the counting of ballots, and the published result must be signed by political party representatives present during counting. Eight, all political parties' agents, security personnel on duty, and the second defendant's election officials working at a particular station on the day shall have a right to cast their vote at that particular station, and whose names shall be written on a list to explain the issue of possible overvoting in any polling station. Nine, the second defendant shall send a full list of the ballot boxes and the serial numbers of their tags to each of the two political parties prior to the election. Ten, that the provisions of Section 94 of the Public Elections Act 2012, Act Number 4 of 2012, shall be complied with to the letter. Thank you very much, gentlemen.